Blog Talk Radio.
I love my hair.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Else.
remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it.
About your future.
Where we are going in Him. So we thank God for every caller tonight.
I'm sorry.
We thank God for every caller tonight. We thank God for you in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. God has a plan for our lives, plans to prosper us, not to harm us, to give us that hope and that future. God wants the best for us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
We know the will of God for our lives is yes and amen. So it's all good. And we thank God for you on tonight.
Yes.
As we go into prayer. Pastor Anthony Simmons here. Pastor Rebecca is here. You are here, the New Creation Church family. And we thank God, even as more callers will call in, we thank God for you, amen, and your presence being with us. I just feel the power of God already.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And I know God going to meet us as He normally does. But I want to go right into a scripture that God has placed on my heart on tonight. The book of Luke, the 22nd chapter, we see something powerful that Jesus is not only participating in, but He's trying to teach His disciples, amen, the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. And we're going to look at Luke chapter 22, beginning at verse number 31. And it reads, Simon, Simon,
Jesus,
Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith, oh glory,
Jesus,
your faith may not fail. And when you are turned back, strengthen your brethren. But he replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death.
Wow.
Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me.
My God.
Glory be to God. Help us, Lord. Verse 39. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed, Father, if you are willing, Jesus, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done.
Amen.
An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to his disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. Why are you sleeping? He asked them. Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. My God. There's something supernatural, Pastor, about prayer that gives us strength.
Yes. Yes, yes.
I shared with the church on Sunday, and I've seen it in my own lives. There are things in my earlier years without Christ that would have pushed me back to negativity. Glory be to God. But because now greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world, sometimes we go through a divorce, we go through a hardship, we go through a hard time, but it do not push us back into those negative circumstances that we used to retreat to and run to for comfort.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's a sign of spiritual growth.
Spiritual growth.
The things that used to push us into the arms and the ways of evil, now we have the wherewithal to withstand. Glory be to God. Yes. The fiery attacks of the devil.
My God.
And that's what Jesus was telling Peter. Satan, the devil, Lucifer, desires, wants to, is wanting to sift you as wheat, to destroy you, Peter.
My God.
But I have prayed,
Jesus,
that you will not fail on account of your faith.
My God. My God.
This is why we pray. This is why we come to prayer. Because we are people of faith, and when we pray, we stay in faith.
Yes.
We don't get into the flesh. We don't get into what we see. But because of prayer, we can have the outcome that Peter and Jesus had.
Yes.
It says that when Jesus was coming to the end of his earthly ministry, he went to the Mount of Olives. That was his set place. Oh, glory be to God. Pastor, as we come on Tuesday night,
yes,
this is a set, ordained place.
Hallelujah.
That we come together and pray.
Yes, hallelujah.
I love in our home, praying in front of our fireplace.
Yes.
That's my spot. That's my, I just feel God. I know he's everywhere. He's omnipresent. You can't limit God. But we need to find an altar.
Hallelujah.
We need to find a set place,
Jesus,
that we can go to. Just like back in the days of Solomon and David.
Yes.
There was a set temple.
Yes.
There was a tabernacle. And we can go to that place and pray. And he said, Peter, your faith is not going to fail you. But when you get strong, when you get strengthened, when you get renewed, go back and help somebody else.
Mm.
People of God, as we pray tonight, sometimes we come faithfully, but this is not just for us.
My God, my God.
This is for our families.
Yes.
This is for our friends.
Yes.
This is for those who we care about and we love and we're concerned about. As we get stronger through prayer, we can go now and pray for somebody
pray
else.
Pray for somebody else.
We can go now and lift somebody else up and encourage somebody else.
Yes, Lord.
We can get stronger and help somebody else get stronger.
That's right. That's right, Pastor.
That's why that divorce did not destroy us.
Yes.
There were times in our lives, and I was young, where sometimes we said, I can't live without her. I can't live without him. I can't live without them. And surely I can't live without that. But God has showed you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are yet here. You are yet alive. And you're keeping it moving. You are moving forward by faith because there's a supernatural ability of God that holds you up. Even when you feel like falling, when you feel like failing, God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is holding you up.
Yes, yes, yes.
So Peter, as we know, got the victory.
Yes.
Because Jesus prayed for him to have faith, and we know Peter was instrumental during the days of Pentecost, during the days of the first century church. Peter was used in a mighty way.
Yes.
But even Jesus prayed, and it said that the angels ministered to him and helped him to get strong, because he said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. That's what prayer also do. It lets us line up with the will of God.
My God.
I preach the word in our church on Sunday, Pastor.
The will to win.
The will to win. When we have the desire, when we have the determination, when we have the longing and the urge to win, nothing can stop us.
Yes.
If God be for you,
my God,
who can be against you? So when we pray, when we lift each other up, when we encourage one another, we get strong every Tuesday night because the devil's trying to sift you and me as weak.
Yes.
The devil's also trying to destroy our ministry, trying to destroy our assignment. In Jesus, glory be to God. We know he's seated at the right hand of God the Father, still praying for us today.
Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, Jesus.
Pastor, he's still praying for
still
us.
Still praying.
Seated now. He's sitting down until God make everything his under his feet, his footstool. So there's a process. But I love it here. He says, and I'm going to pray. But he says, pray that you enter not into temptation.
Yes.
I wish I could go into it, but we're going to pray. Temptation, none of us are exempt from being tempted. It's not necessarily for lustful things. You can be tempted to quit.
Yeah.
You can be tempted to sin.
Yeah.
You can be tempted to just go against God. You can be tempted to just give up and back down. You can be tempted to do a lot of things. But he says when you pray not to enter into temptation. The word through the Lord's Prayer said, lead us not into temptation.
Yes, yes.
It doesn't mean that we're going to be exempt from it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah, thank you,
as we pray tonight, Jesus prayed, Peter, faith would not fail.
Yes,
Lord. And when Jesus prayed, Peter got the victory.
Yes.
I'm praying for everybody under the sound of my voice that their faith will not fail them. The just shall live by faith. We shall walk by faith and not by sight.
My God.
Glory be to God.
Jesus.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Yes.
That's why Jesus prayed for Peter's faith. And we're praying right now, God, that the people of God on this prayer line that will listen to the archives, that their faith will not fail them. They're going to get through by their faith in God through Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. So I pray right now, God, even as the enemy is coming in like a flood, trying to sift us also as weak, your word says you'll raise up a standard. So when we go through the fire,
yes,
it might get hot, but it won't consume us. When we go through the water, we might get overwhelmed, but we will not drown. So, Lord, I thank you for the power of prayer tonight, that you will strengthen my brother, that you will strengthen my sister, that you will touch us through the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, I say, have your way.
Have your way, God.
I plead the blood of Jesus for every life, every marriage, every family, every church represented, every young person, every adolescent, every teenager. We pray right now in the matchless name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth that weapon which has been formed against us will prosper. But right now, you said what we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And what we loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. So right now, we bind up the hand of the enemy trying to set traps. We bind up the hand of the enemy trying to deceive us in this hour.
Yes.
We bind up the hand of the enemy because your word says in this day, even the very elect of God can be deceived. Temptation to even be deceived by the deceiver. The devil is a liar.
Ah, glory. Hallelujah.
And the truth is not in him. He is the father of lies. Let God be true and let every man be a liar. In the name of Jesus, Jesus said, we shall know the truth and the truth will make us free. Oh, whom the Son has set free We are free indeed. Don't go back to bondage. Don't go back to low thinking and low living. Don't go back to our old man and our old nature. Right? Oh, I felt it when I said it. We bind up the old nature right now.
Yes, hallelujah.
We bind up the old man right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bind up that natural carnal way of thinking right now. In the name of Jesus, you said hallelujah. You don't want us to have a carnal mind. You don't want us to have natural thoughts. But you said put on the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in us, which was also in Jesus Christ. So, Lord, I pray right now for everyone's mind. According to your word, that they can take every thought captive and make it obedient to God. Because he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. And the devil's trying to put thoughts in your mind that will make you scared and make you be afraid and make you doubt God with unbelief. But we bind in that spirit up tonight. If you got sickness in your body, you must believe God in the name of Jesus. If you have an overwhelming financial need, and your money, you need money in a bad kind of way. I know that my God is able. He will provide. He is still Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He is still the El Shaddai, the all-breasted one. He is still, glory be to God, Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign. He is still God all by himself. So, Lord, we're looking to you. The gold is yours. The silver is yours. We're not going according to the recession that they're saying we're in. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
But we are praying that we're not tempted to walk away or move out of position. I pray for supernatural ability for every person on this prayer line to fight the good fight of faith, to put on the whole armor of God daily, to trust God and to believe God. So, Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would allow us to stand, and doing all we can do to stand, help us to stand until we see a change come. Help us, Lord, when we don't see it, when we don't sense it, when we can't taste it, when we can't touch it, when we can't smell it, when we can't hear it. Help us to trust you, God.
Yes, God.
Pastor, you and I used to have a sign, Proverbs chapter 3 in our church.
Yes.
And I used to carry it around in my wallet.
Yes.
And I memorized it. Trust in the Lord.
Yes.
With all your heart.
Yes.
Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct your path.
Amen.
As we pray tonight.
Yes, God.
God, I pray that you stir our hearts to trust
you
in spite of where we are in our walk.
Hallelujah.
In spite of the overwhelming odds that are against us.
We worship you.
In spite of the intense opposition that many of us are facing. In spite of the uncertainty that we are facing. God, help us to trust you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Your word
Jesus.
Is a lamp unto our feet.
God, thank
your word
thank
is
God.
A light
thank
to our pathway.
God.
So, Lord, we know we need prayer not to lean to our own understanding. Because even me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer, because I'm one to lean to my own understanding. I like to examine it. I like to analyze it. I like to just take it apart and try to fix it. But God, you told us to trust you. So as my wife continues to pray, it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord. standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Somebody pray for me. Had me on their mind. Took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you, oh God. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. We exalt you, oh God. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. We magnify your name. We humble ourselves, Father God, before you, oh God. Hallelujah. We love you tonight, God. You are worthy, Lord. You alone are worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We bless your name. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, we couldn't praise you enough, oh God. We couldn't worship you enough. We couldn't tell you enough how much we love you. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. You're worthy. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, God. We worship you. Hallelujah. You're above all, oh God. You are above all. Hallelujah. There's no other name, oh God, by which man can be saved, in the name of Jesus. So tonight we call on the name of Jesus. Tonight we exalt the name of Jesus. Tonight we lift up the name of Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Tonight we adore the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless your name.
Yes, that name.
We worship you, God. We thank you, Lord, for a name that's above every other
name.
You said at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ
is
the
Lord.
So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we declare that you are Lord in our lives tonight, that you are Lord in our families, that you are Lord in our finances, that you are Lord in our marriages, that you are Lord in our health, that you are Lord in our minds. Oh, Lord, we love you tonight. Mind, body, and soul. We give ourselves away to you tonight, God. And we say, let your will be done. Let thine will be done.
Yes.
Not our will, but let your will be done, God. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, oh God. Lord, we say thank you, Lord, for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and glad in it.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the air that we breathe.
Mm.
We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the movement of our limbs.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for a right and a sound mind on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the use of our vocal cords.
Yes.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, oh God, for healing our bodies, God.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
thank you.
The stripes of Christ,
we are healed.
And we thank you and we praise you on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord. We have an attitude of gratitude on tonight.
Thank you.
Come to you, Lord, with a spirit of praise, oh God. We shake off the garment of heaviness, oh God. And we put on garments of praise
shake
on tonight.
Yes.
We thank you for giving us beauty for ashes.
Mm.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For taking away the heartbreak, the heartbreak, the pain, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for giving us laughter, God. We thank you for giving us the joy of our salvation, God.
Yes.
We drink deeply, oh Lord, from the wells of our salvation. Lord, if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be, oh God? We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you for your divine favor on our lives. Lord, we pray that you will touch every person on this line. You said
family.
In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy.
Pressure.
And God, we thank you, Lord, for times of refreshing. that are to be found in your presence.
Yes.
So, Lord, we seek you, Father God. We are pressing in with our praise. We're pressing in with our prayer. We're pressing in with our worship. We're pressing in with our petitions, oh God. We're pressing in to touch the hem of your garment. We're touching the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Like the woman with the issue of blood. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole.
That's right.
So, Lord, we believe in you on tonight by faith that as we press in, oh God, like that woman with the issue of blood, we're not just standing by the wayside. We're not just in it. We're not just bystanders.
No.
We're not just part of the multitude,
active.
Oh God. But, Lord, we want to touch you in a way that makes a difference.
Yes.
We want to touch you in a way that releases your virtue. We want to touch you in a way that gets your attention on tonight, God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you as you release your virtue over this healing, over this prayer line tonight. We praise you as you release your virtue over every life. We praise you as you release your healing power, oh God, over this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your power,
yes.
Your dunamis power, your dunamis being released, your virtue being released, just like Jesus felt in his body that virtue had gone forth from him
uh-huh.
and went into the body of this woman. Lord, we pray that you will touch each and every person on this prayer line. Touch the people who listen to the archives.
Yes, God.
Touch, God, those, Father God, who received this prayer, oh God, on tonight, God, by listening, Father God, by phone or by internet, God. Touch, oh God, touch, Lord. Touch, God. Encourage the discouraged on tonight. Heal the sick and body on tonight. Oh, glory, Lord. Touch those with a negative doctor's report, with a negative diagnosis and
yes,
prognosis
Lord.
On tonight,
Turn
God. We thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Shandu, that you are, that you are the Lord of the turnaround.
Yes.
So, Lord, we lay our hands in the spiritual realm on each and every person under the sound of our voices.
Amen.
And we pray healing.
Healing.
We pray deliverance.
Deliverance.
We pray salvation.
Yes.
We pray breakthrough.
Yes.
Breakthrough.
Oh,
breakthrough.
That's it.
We pray breakthrough over their lives right now. We pray joy and peace and provision over every life in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Oh, man. So, Lord, continue to have your way,
have
God.
Have your way, Lord.
We want more of you, God. Less of us and more of you, God. More of you. We pray for more of you, God. Anoint us with power from on high. Fill us until we can be no more full, God. We want more of you. So, Lord, touch each and every person on this prayer line. Bless New Creation Christian Ministries. Bless the local assembly. Bless those who are part of the assembly through by way of this prayer line, oh God. Bless every family, God. Bless every individual. Make ways out of no ways. Open doors that no man can shut.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we already pray for manifesting healing, oh God, and everybody. And right now, Father God, we pray for increase. We pray for souls
increase.
To be saved. Lord, in the local assembly, even on the prayer line, save souls, change lives, set the captives free, God. Increase, add to your church, oh God. Add to the body, God. Add souls, add workers. Bring in the laborers. Bring in the sowers.
Jesus.
Bring in the givers. Bring in the tithers. Bring in those who will roll up their sleeves and say, what must I do to be a blessing to this house? What must I do to be a blessing to these pastors? Lord, bring in those who will manifest, help us manifest the vision that you have given us for New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We bind up the hand of Satan. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against your church.
Yes.
We thank you that the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church.
Church.
And the weapon formed against your church can prosper, oh God. in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for visitors weekly. We thank you for people who are seeking us, Father God,
Jesus,
that you have sent by your Spirit, God, that are coming from the north, the south, the east,
and
the west, God. We thank you, Lord, for little Brianna, God. Continue to heal her body, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for Eddie. And, Father God, we thank you for Sister Miriam's son, oh, God, and his friend, oh, God. We thank you for your healing power, God, being made manifest, God. We thank you, Lord, for our children, God. We thank you for all of our children that are represented on this prayer line.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you that they are healed, that they are saved, that they are delivered, that they are filled with the Holy Ghost. And we praise your name, God, even as we open the prayer lines. Have your way on this prayer line. We pray for the nation. We pray for those who are unsaved, that they will know you, God. We pray for those who are being persecuted, God. Give them deliverance, oh God. Give them encouragement, God. Give them courage in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, have your way.
Have your way, God.
Even as we open the prayer line, have your way on this prayer line. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God is an awesome God. Pastor, you said breakthrough.
Oh, my God.
See, people of God, we got to always expect God to do what God
Jesus
do. Breakthrough. Meaning, you preached that thing last week, and I said the will to win. But there comes a time in our walk where we have the manifestation, we have the demonstration, and it becomes a reality.
Jesus.
That's breakthrough.
Jesus.
That means you broke through that thing that's been trying to hold you back.
Oh.
And now you stepped into a whole nother walk with God,
another
place with God. And
Jesus.
I thank God for breakthrough.
Jesus.
When you said it, I felt something break tonight.
My God.
I don't know what the people of God are dealing with tonight, but something broke tonight and got out of their way. In the name
My
of
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to take our first caller tonight. Be patient with us. We're going to get to every caller. Press 1 on your phone. A praise report, prayer request. We just want to, amen, pray with you, pray for you, touch and agree with you on tonight. And we want God to get the glory. This first caller is coming from the area code of 908. 908. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Sister Lori.
God bless you.
And God bless Sister Lori. Amen.
Amen. I have a question tonight.
Yes.
I heard someone say that you have to read the entire Bible in order for the Lord to work miracles. How did they put that? You have no power if you don't read the whole Bible.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
That you have to read the whole Bible in order for you to have power.
In order for you to receive power?
To have power.
So someone said that in order for you to have power, you have to read
Bible.
The whole Bible. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can. I'm having a little feedback, but it's okay.
Okay. You have to read the whole Bible in order for you to have power, and you want us to
you want to know if that's true or false.
Yeah, because from cover to cover, at least seven times.
No, that's not true. Let me just say that's not true. A lot of the Bible had not even been written when Christianity was birthed. They just had the Old Testament. So that is not true. The only thing you need for your power is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You shall receive power. The Bible says to as many as believe, he gave the power to become the sons of God. So we have to know that that's erroneous teaching. That's not
right.
true teaching.
Right.
You receive power when you believe. Yes, yes. When you believe, you receive the Holy Ghost. And then there becomes a stirring up and an infilling and a refilling that takes place. So yes, yes, you do. You receive power as a new believer. The Bible says in the book of Acts, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, Acts 1:8, you shall receive power. Hallelujah.
And let me just chime in. The Holy Scriptures are not just for miracles. The
right.
Word says that the Scriptures were given for instruction, amen, for correction, for edification, for the perfecting of the saints, pretty much. But the doctrine, when Paul writes, we're no longer tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, that's a wind of
right.
doctrine that you,
right.
that you receive. And there's nothing
amen.
Scripturally there saying that you got to read from Genesis to Revelation
right.
to manifest a miracle or to get a blessing from God. God is not limited and God is not that
amen.
Narrow. So we thank God that you refuted that teaching, but I'm glad you brought that question.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you for Sister Lori, God. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. We thank you, Lord, that she has a hunger and a thirst for you. You said in your word that those who hunger and thirst after you shall be filled. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Father God, that
yes.
you are working,
yes.
yet working miracles in her life, God. And we thank you, Lord,
yes.
that the power is for us, but, Father God, the miracles are on you, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And, Father
yes.
God, that you will show mercy on who you will show mercy, God, and that you are
yes.
the one who works the miracles in our lives, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that there is nothing that can limit your miracle work and power, God, and all that we need, Father God, to release that miracle working power is faith in you, oh God. So, Lord, I thank
yes.
you for my daughter. I thank you for,
yes.
Father God, her hunger, her thirst. I thank you for, Father God, what you're doing in her life. I thank you for the
thank
spiritual
you,
maturity that's manifesting in her life. I pray right
yes.
now, Father God, I guard her. I put a hedge of protection around her spiritually.
Yes,
I guard
God.
Her ears, her mind, her
yes,
heart
God.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus. Father God, and we rebuke,
yes.
Father God, anything that's not of you, Father God, and we
yes,
thank you,
God.
Father God, for stirring up, Father God, in her belly, Father God, the living
yes, God.
Waters, oh God, that shall overflow in her life. So, Lord, we just thank
yes.
you. We praise you. Bless her household. Bless her children. Bless, Father
yes.
God, everybody that is connected to her. And we just thank
yes,
you. We praise
God.
You for what you're yet to do in her life. In Jesus'
yes,
mighty
God.
Name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, pastors. I appreciate that. Because I knew it wasn't
amen.
True, but I just had to ask, you know? I mean, because it
yes.
shook me. I was like, wait a minute. I've never, ever heard of anything like that before.
Yes, we're in a day, daughter, when people will come up with erroneous teachings, and they want people want new revelation. I said that I preached it a couple of weeks ago. People are so hungry for new revelation that we're
uh-huh.
not observing the revelatory scriptures that God has already given us. So
yes.
you know we have to be mindful and be careful.
Uh-huh.
Anybody Paul said don't if they teach another doctrine, if they come with any
yes.
other doctrine,
woo!
They're accursed.
Yeah, I just said that. Uh-huh.
So we have to be careful and continue to do what you're doing. Come to your pastors when you have a question and study to show yourself approved.
Amen. Amen.
Rightly dividing
yes.
the word of God. So God bless you, and you have power. You have power already, but remember also that it is God who works the miracles. So all the power, as far as the miracles, belongs to God.
Yes, yes. I knew what you said was right, but I just had to ask my pastors, you know, let you know what's going on out here, what people are saying.
Yeah, oh,
it's just so wrong.
Thank you. We appreciate your call. We appreciate you letting us know. And you continue to keep your feet shod. And you're doing that preparation. You keep preparing yourself. God has great things in store for you.
Amen.
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 Does it sound
Thank
a little
Pastor.
Better? I did adjust the sound. Is it a little better?
It's about the same. No, I can't hear it now. See? It's gone. Yes, it's gone.
Okay. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you both. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Powerful. Powerful. That makes a lot of sense that you go and you study that thing out. I
Amen.
Do that a lot. You know, when I hear something, I always go back and study it out or pick up my Bible or go come to you and say, honey, let's discuss this. Amen. We're going to take another caller, area code 678. Area code 678.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you will never leave me there. You claimed because I was made for so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Though heavy with the weight of my mistake, you carry me and refuse to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love when there's so much more to worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straining out my path and open every door. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love when there's so much more to worth fighting for. That's why I'm pressing. Ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your heart when there's so much more still worth fighting for. That's why I'm pressing towards the mark, 'cause the calling on my life is worth fighting for, and I'll keep my mind straight on you, Jesus, because the peace it brings is worth fighting for. I want to thank God for walking by me, being there for me, and opening every door possible for me. Because no weapon formed against us, any one of us, shall prosper in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for what you have given me. And even though I have pain on my back, there are other times that the pain eases, and I thank God for that. I thank God for everything that he's done for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love you so. I want to say a prayer for Miriam's family member that had a friend pass away. And for anyone that's feeling down and low, and just keep your head up looking towards God, because he will lead you to that open door, and he will never leave you in your deepest despair. And I just want to pray a prayer over Pastor Anthony. for supernatural healing for wherever, whatever his body is going through or whatever it's going to go through. May God lay his hands on you, Pastor Anthony, and supernaturally heal you in Jesus' name. And may he give Pastor Rebecca the strength to stand right by you and go through it with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I'm only asking
Amen.
For prayers for my son so he could find a job.
Amen. To God be the glory. I appreciate and receive that prayer. We thank God for you. That song just blessed me tonight. And I'm sure everybody got the message. What we have from God is worth fighting for. Whatever
yes.
it is,
yes.
it's worth fighting for. And I
yes.
love that song. And it doesn't matter
yes.
what it looks it's going to be worth fighting for. If it belongs to us, we're going to fight
yes.
for it.
Yes.
So I
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For that
you.
For that song. Amen. Fight for
Amen.
Our family.
Thank
fight
you,
for
Jesus.
Our faith. Fight for our future. We're fighting
yes.
for our friends. We're fighting.
Yes.
We're fighting. So this
yes.
is a battle out here. So, Father, in
Just
the name of
your...
Jesus, we thank you
thank
even for
you.
Divine healing in that
yes,
back area,
God.
Lord.
You, Lord.
We're
yes,
still believing.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Faith, Lord. Hallelujah. That you
Hallelujah,
will touch her
Lord.
Body, Lord, in the name of
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Thank you for comfort and convenience. We thank
yes,
you in
Lord,
the name of
you.
Jesus that that body would operate according to how you designed it, Lord, in the
yes,
name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
She is
in the name
the
of Jesus.
Of the living God, and she belongs to you. So from our
yes,
glory
Lord,
our
thank
eyes,
you, Jesus.
Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles
yes,
of her feet.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In
thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Give her wisdom, God. Give her
yes.
godly insight. Thank you for intuition
you.
And discernment,
yes,
Lord, and the
you.
Decisions that she needs to make to resolve,
yes.
Lord, anything
yes,
concerning
Lord,
her
thank
health.
You.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
In the name of
so
Jesus.
We thank you, Sister Maria. We thank you
thank
that she's
you,
ready
Jesus.
To fight, Lord.
Yes.
So glory be
yes,
to God.
Lord.
And we
glory
thank you
to God,
that
Lord.
Son is blessed.
Yes.
We thank you that
yes,
you have given
Lord.
Him an opportunity,
yes.
Lord, that
yes,
nobody
Jesus.
Can take away. In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And we lift up Mary and her family, Lord.
Yes.
Glory
yes,
be
Lord.
To God. Be
glory
with Sister Mary
God.
And her
yes,
family, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for her. We thank you for our family. Whatever
yes,
they need,
yes,
Lord,
yes.
comfort them with
thank
the same
Lord.
Comfort we've been comforted with. And we
yes,
pray for her.
Thank you.
We send your word to her.
Yes,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So thank you, Lord, for reminding
thank
us
you,
in the name of Jesus, even through the spirit
in the name
of
Jesus,
song.
Lord. Thank
she always
you.
Has a song and praise in her spirit, Lord.
Thank
so bless
you, Jesus.
Her as she blessed us, Lord, in the
thank
name
you,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Life don't
thank
have to be 100%
yeah.
to praise you. Life
Hallelujah.
Don't have to be perfect to praise you.
Yes,
and Sister
Lord.
Maria always has a
yes,
praise and a spirit
praise
of thanksgiving on her mouth and her tongue.
Yes,
if
Lord.
She had 2,000 tongues, she could not thank
my
you enough, God.
My God.
Yes,
so I
Lord,
thank you.
Thank you.
Even as she thank said, you. Sometimes it's a little pain, but thank you for the activity of her hands and
yes,
the air that
Jesus,
she breathes and
you.
The roof
yes,
that she put
Lord.
Over her head and the things
yes,
that all
thank
work
you, Jesus.
Her life. We
thank you,
for
Lord.
That. In Jesus'
thank
name.
You, Jesus. In
we
Jesus'
say
name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory be
yes,
to God.
Glory
God
be to God.
God teaches him gratefulness.
Hallelujah.
He know that you appreciate the blessings of from coming from him. And
yes,
glory be
Jesus.
To God. He's going to keep
thank
blessing
you.
You. And just
Hallelujah.
Keep trusting and believing God. And
yes,
watch what
Lord.
God do. He's going to bless you
yes.
and show you
thank
mighty
you,
miracles.
Jesus.
Yes.
The
thank
word says,
you, Lord.
Sign,
thank
wonders,
you.
And miracles will follow us if we believe.
Yes.
So we know
Lord,
that
sign,
wonders,
thank
and
you.
Miracles are going to follow you. Amen.
Yes, God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And
thank
you,
you
so
love
much
you
for praying for yes, thank you for
I pray
praying
for
Pastor.
Yes.
Yes, for me too.
Yes.
Thanks for remembering me
yes.
in your prayer.
Of,
as well.
Yes, of course, Pastor Rebecca. God bless you
I
both
really
and love you both. I'll always
Amen.
Keep that on
God
my mind
you.
And in my
we
heart.
You
thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve. Amen. We have a couple more callers. Area code 2, and we're going to get to every caller. So just stay with us. If you have a prayer request, just press 1. We will get to every caller. And we see you out there. We Area code 270. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the name that is above every name. Thank God. Thank God for his redemptive spirit. Thank God for the spirit to pray. Thank God for each and every one of us coming together in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the true and living God. And I want to thank God for answering our prayers for the pastors in Hillside, Jersey. I am rejoicing for the healing for your child. Pastor Anthony, Father, I thank you, Father, for the healing, the bloodshed that covered him, the bloodshed that healed him, the sacrificial blood of the Lamb of Life. And I praise you, Father, for this testimony that is going to win souls. I have been continuing to pray in his healing. I'm praising you for the testimony because I know he's healed.
Yes.
We have decreed and declared in the name of Jesus that he's healed by you. By your stripes, Father, by the bloodshed that covers your Son, he's healed. We're not worried about the healing, but to heal us. And at this time, Father, we rejoice for the testimony that you have given him from the healing that you have gave him that is going to win souls, Father. And I ask you again, we know the harvest is plentiful, Father. There's been labors, Father. The harvest is plentiful, but the labors are still labors there as we create the Christian ministry, Father. And I want to thank you for your true and living word. Thank you, Father, for the book of Luke, that passage that you allowed the Holy Spirit to release through your Son, through your pastor, the chosen one. This passage gives us a glimpse into an unseen world. It raises many questions, but it also affords many assurances. The chief, which is the chain of command, is the head. God is clearly in control, and the devil is on a short leash. He is on a short leash. Did you notice there's the Holy Spirit released that scripture to Pastor Anthony. The devil asked permission like he asked that same permission from God for to tempt Job. We asked that same permission from Jesus to tempt Simon like we. We got to realize Satan does nothing outside of God's domain. And God uses Satan to advance the cause of his kingdom. Satan cannot do nothing without asking permission because we know the king that we serve has supernatural power. He is in control of all things, the heaven and earth and everything under the earth. And as he spoke to Isaiah, let not your heart be troubled. And we know he has chosen us by name. And he has said also through Isaiah, my child, is it anything too hard for God? He said it in the book of John, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. I go away to prepare a place for you. Before he said that, he said, my Father's house has many mansions. And if it was not so, I would have told you that I go away to prepare a place for you. And when I return, I'm going to receive you to myself. So we cannot allow ourselves to be weary because we know we serve the King. Whatever you stand in need of, Jesus Christ has. He is supernatural, and he is a covenant God that we serve. And I praise him for the healing of his Son, Pastor Anthony. I thank God for not only the faith that he has displayed, but the belief that he has in his Creator. He knows he's healed. He's walking it out in faith, and he allowed himself to be used as a walking testimony to the ones that are around him to allow them to know that same power, that same blood that healed him. We do not serve or respect to God. He has given us favor. That same favor he gave Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he has given us. And at this time, Father, I just want to rejoice in the healing of your Son, Pastor Anthony Simmons. And I want to thank you for the Holy Spirit ruling and reigning in his wife, Pastor Rebecca, allowing her to be confident by the gift of the Holy Ghost that you have given her. And we know man does nothing, but the Holy Ghost does all things through man. He is the third person of the Trinity, and we know we can't have the two without having the third. What is Christianity without Jesus? And we remember each and every individual is alive by the Spirit, by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is alive and well, just like the Word of God, which is him, is alive and well. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word is living. It don't take cover to cover. It takes the Spirit of the Holy Ghost rooting and reigning in the temple that God has allowed him to dwell in. He is the precious and powerful gift. He's the comforter. He's the advocate. He is living God. And at this time, I want to thank you for allowing me to share this with you, and I praise God for the opportunity. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory
thank
be to
you,
God.
You,
Brother Mr. Ball, I thank you for that prayer.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for those words of encouragement the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God that the prayers of the righteous avail
as
much. Glory be to God.
Lord.
And as you said, we got to pray for one another. I spoke to an oncologist on yesterday, and I thank God, as you already declared it, it's already done.
Already done.
I'm already healed.
Yes.
And I thank God for the victory. So I just touch and agree with you. And
yes.
I thank God for the word of the Lord that's in your mouth. You said that people always say the devil is busy. And you said the devil even had to ask permission.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Woo!
To sift Peter as wheat. The permission to harass Job. And the devil can't do nothing without God's permission. So we thank God that we serve a more powerful, glory be to God, God, than the devil can ever be. So we got the victory, and God won't put on us more than what we can bear. So, Father,
yes.
I thank you, even as I come into agreement,
yes, Lord.
Not just for my healing, but everybody on this prayer
yes.
line, if they have been diagnosed with anything, if it's back pain, if it's blood disorder, if it's sugar diabetes, if it's dialysis, whatever it may be, Lord, sickness and disease is not the will of God. So we thank you. According to Psalm 91, you said you will satisfy us with long life in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so we believe your word.
Yes.
Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will be here forever, and it won't come back void.
Yes,
so I pray for Brother Jamal. I pray for his family. I pray for his marriage.
Yes.
I pray for his ministry.
Yes,
I pray that you continue to use him, Lord. Not just to pray for the prayer line, but give them opportunity to pray for those. It says when you are strengthened, go and strengthen your brother. Satan, I know, is attacking him because he's a powerful man of God, and he wants to sift him as wheat. But I hear the Lord saying, you are stronger than you've ever been.
Jesus.
And go back and strengthen your brothers and your sisters in Christ. Strengthen your family as they watch your walk with God. And see you still praising him, knowing what you're going through. So, Lord, I thank you for supernatural strength through the power of prayer. He's a praying man. He's a believing man. He has a prophetic on his life. He has that glory be to God anointing on him that no man can dethrone and no man can take away. So continue to bless him, keep him, use him, and cover him. I plead the blood over his life,
the blood of Jesus.
Supernatural protection.
Yes.
Even as he drive to and fro,
yes,
as he go throughout his day, we cover him
Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Yes, God.
And we say it's done.
Yes.
Decree and declare a thing, and it shall be established. And God has you covered, my brother.
Yes, yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for him. Amen. Praying for the
God
church.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Praying for new creation faithfully.
Yes.
And
yes.
I know God is going to bless him.
Jesus.
He's a blessing to this prayer line.
Jesus.
And we thank God for Brother Jamal. Amen. To God
amen.
Be the glory.
Powerful prayer.
Yes,
amen.
That was powerful.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
I thank God for this prayer line and everybody that comes on this prayer line. We do have another caller. We're going to take this caller. But, Pastor, I am so grateful for the men and women that gathered together on Tuesdays to come to this prayer line to pray with us.
Amen.
You know, God says, you know, one could put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight.
We got more than two.
My God.
So we know.
So, wow.
We put a lot to flight.
Yes, yes. And our weapons are not carnal.
Amen.
But they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. So we just thank God for what he's doing on this prayer line. We're going to take this last call, I believe it is. Area code 470. Area code 470.
Praise the Lord.
Your mic is open.
Amen. We can hear
praise
you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. This is Tamara. And how y'all doing tonight?
God bless
you.
We're
doing well tonight. God bless
you. God bless you as well. I've been going through a little something myself, so I kind of just stayed on for the prayer line, and that wasn't the best thing to do. But even in that, you know, I still lifted my hands to the Lord and just asked him to just keep me covered as I go through. And I was listening to a video one night, and this song just rang in my spirit all week and even today as the word was going forth. No matter what you're going through, daily I shall worship him.
My God.
Daily I shall worship him.
Yes.
Lamb of God who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Daily I say, daily I shall worship him, just like you, Pastor Anthony, the Lamb of God who died for you. With endless mercy, he extended daily. No matter what you went through, Pastor Anthony, you worship God. That is like a plaque that you should have on your wall. Daily I shall worship him. Lamb of God who died for me. Endless mercy he extended. Daily I shall worship him. All you went through, you still kept pressing. And I know that God, it inspires us as people as we came together on Tuesday night that know your testimony, that are praying for you and Pastor Rebecca, that is just a testimony that we have to share with other people because of all that you went through, the ups and the downs, the sleepless nights, and as Pastor Rebecca walked the floor praying and pleading and asking God to keep the angels of camp around you as well as your household, as your church family. You still, even in your weakest hour, you still chose to praise God. And daily, I shall worship him. And that is my prayer and my song for you tonight, Pastor Anthony. And I just thank and I praise God for it. For just life in itself, I thank and I praise God for keeping me through my situations that I've endured. I thank and I praise God for the job that I had and the closeness that I had with my coworkers, the coming together that I'm experiencing with my family, and my walk with Christ is getting stronger every day. I just thank God for this prayer line and everybody on it. I just thank God tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God, Tamara. God bless you. So good to hear from you on tonight. Wow. And what a beautiful rendition of worship through that song for my husband and myself and everything that God has walked us through. We thank God for you. You know, as you were worshiping God, God showed me some warfare. He did show me the warfare even before you began to talk about the warfare that you were in the middle of some intense warfare. But God said, "Your worship is your weapon. Your worship is your weapon." And God said, "He's bringing you through a season of restoration." There's a season of restoration because you've lost some things. There's some things that have been almost like taken away from you, And God says he's bringing you through a season of restoration where he's getting ready to give back to you everything that the devil has stolen. My God, God says God says he's restoring some things. Jesus. Hallelujah for you.
Hallelujah.
My God, I just saw that so clearly, just so clearly. And I also saw the attack that's been coming is coming against your worship and the word. Coming against the worship, your worship and the word that I have planted in your belly. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. See, this is a season when your enemies have tried to shut you out. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And it's like, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's like the devil has tried to pull out everything he could against you to get you to backtrack and shut up. But God says you will not be silenced. He said you will not be silenced. He will not allow you to shut up because you are his secret weapon. God says you are a secret weapon for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And God says he wants you to know tonight that you are special in his sight. He wants you to know tonight that he has not changed his mind about what he said about you. God wants you to know tonight that even though man has backpedaled and talked outside both sides of their mouths, God said he is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he would repent and change his mind about what he has said about you. And God is very clear. He says he's not confused about what he has said about you. So I want to encourage you tonight to continue to press forward. Do not retreat. God is saying tonight, press forward, pursue, because you're getting ready to take back. You're going into the enemy's camp. And demons are trembling, and you're about to not, you don't even have to take it back, but God's getting ready to hand you over everything that the devil has stolen because you are in a season of restoration. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this woman of God. We thank you, Father God, for her life. Yes. We thank you for what she's walking through. We thank you for her strength, her power. Lord, we, Father God, bind up the hand of every hater in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against her can prosper in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for strengthening her. We thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. For making her stronger, for undergirding her, for preparing her, Father God, for propelling her, Father God, and pivoting her, Father God, into her purpose in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you in advance for the testimony that's going to come as a result of the trial that she is facing, as a result of the trials and the tribulation that she is facing in this season. But Lord, we thank you for revealing to her on tonight that this thing will not take her out, but it's going to take her up in the name of Jesus. And she shall come overcome, and she shall recover all. So, Lord, we thank you for Tamara. We thank you for her coming forth to minister, Father God, hope and healing on this prayer line on tonight, and continue to have your way in her life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We thank you for calling. I received those words. It's something about worship. You know, the devil ask Jesus, if you bow down and worship me.
My God.
And he's trying to get us to worship him.
Jesus.
But our worship is for our God and our God alone.
Hallelujah.
So thank you for not just reminding me, but everybody on the prayer line heard you, the importance of worshiping our God in spite of what we're walking through. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
We thank God for you tonight. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
She is a blessing.
God bless you.
The Bible says the enemy will come at us one way, but he'll flee seven different ways.
Oh, my God.
And I saw that thing, too, in the spirit. But as you said, she's going to recover all.
Oh,
and God's going to restore. The enemy, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah, my God.
But it's temporary in her case.
Jesus.
As you said, God is going to give her even more and restore all.
My
glory
God.
Be to God.
God just did a TKO on the devil.
Amen. I don't know if that's a we said it last caller.
We have
see,
one more caller.
We're going to see
here.
If this caller,
it's
amen.
Area code 321.
Area code 321. God bless you.
Area code 321.
Oh, Lord, I got an answer.
Yes, hello? Hello?
No.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we got that. We're going to pray anyway. Father,
amen.
In the name of Jesus,
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for Mother Mae Thomas.
Yes.
We thank you. Glory be to God for her life,
yes,
and her health, and her strength in the
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you for daily provision, Lord, and protection and prosperity over her life. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
We thank you for supernatural power, the anointing of God being on her. Thank you that favor is following her and is upon her and is with her in the name of Jesus. So we speak favor and we send it all the way down to Sanford, Florida, that you'll be with her, dwell in her house through the power
yes.
of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the angelic host that watches over her
yes,
in
God.
The name of
thank
Jesus.
You,
even
Jesus.
The guardian angel, Lord, as she drives and go throughout her day. Thank you for the supernatural watch that you have over my mom's life in the name of Jesus. So continue to bless her, keep her, and cover her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. We are fasting.
Yes.
We are fasting. Pastor Anthony is already healed. You've heard the testimony on tonight through Brother Jamal, Sister Tamara, and others. Pastor Anthony is already healed. He's healed. There's no disease in his body. What he's going through now is the process. This is the process, the end process of what the doctors want to do. They are suggesting surgery 31st. On the 31st of August, and we're walking it out. We're walking it out. We're walking that thing out. Amen. And then they've suggested some follow-up stuff afterwards. But we believe God. You heard the song at the beginning of the hour when we came in to start praying that we believe that it's already done. He's already healed. So what we're praying for during this fast is for his strength. And we're praying for his strength and mine, amen, but mainly that God will give him the strength to endure the process and also that his faith would not fail him, which we know it won't, but continue to pray for his strength and his faith, amen, as God takes us throughout the duration of this process. So it's no sweets, no junk food, no snacks, no sugar, no soda, no chips, cookies, or any of that stuff. We are fasting, so please fast. No cakes, no cookies, no candy, no soda, no sweets, no snacks, no sugars, no sugary drinks. Please fast with and for Pastor Anthony. Amen. So we started on yesterday. Most of you received a text from me, and we will go throughout the first of September, from yesterday until September the 1st. Amen. 21 days. Amen. Amen. So that is the end of the hour. That's the end of our prayer time. If you ever want to go back and listen, we're at blogtalkradio.com/power. If you want to go back and hear your prophetic word or hear what God had to say to you, if you know, maybe got caught up and couldn't hear. Amen. I always get excited when God speaks to me through the prophet. Amen. So God bless you. We pray, Father God, for Sister Carmen. We thank you for her life. We thank you for what you're doing in her life. Continue to bless her. Continue to keep her. Continue to watch over her household. Thank you for her marriage, her children, her grandchildren, her great-grand. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Again, we thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries. Yes. We thank you for every member, everyone who's joined to that local assembly and everyone who's joined through the prayer line. And we bless your name, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Is where our church resides. Every Sunday, 12:30 p.m. sharp, we start. Our worship service is about two and a half hours, and you will not be disappointed. If you know someone in the area, give them the information. To God be the glory, and we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. See you next Tuesday. We love you.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine, yeah, what my for me. I can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded.
could hold.